I'm on board with Mario. Mario, thank you for having us and taking a few minutes to show us what you've got going here. You are wearing something pretty interesting. I saw you walk on board with it, and I thought, now that's different.
Yeah.
Tell us what this is all about. First of all, we are on board the, what would you call this?
It's Project Perfect Storm.
Perfect Storm, that's right. So it's an 11.5-meter rib platform that's basically multi-mission purposed.
Yep.
And we're showing a lot of different technologies today. This really is to allow passengers who are going to run on board this boat to enjoy a level of load mitigation, ride mitigation, without actually sitting in a seat.
Correct.
So when you got to throw extra bodies on board, more than you have seating for, you can still protect them to a certain degree with this kind of technology.
Absolutely.
Tell us all about it.
So I work for Rome Robotics. This is a wearable robotic system that essentially acts as a shock absorber. You can wear it anywhere on board the vessel, but it's a pneumatically powered exoskeleton. It essentially reduces the shocks that you feel while you're underway.
Right.
It greatly reduces fatigue. You could essentially sit in the proper posture at any angle, whatever's comfortable for you, to naturally absorb
right.
any shocks or impacts that you get from the waves. You can do that indefinitely. We do have a pack that you can wear, but ideally, when you're attached to a vessel, you would essentially
plug
just
in
plug
someplace.
In
right.
wherever your station happens to be, and you'd have unlimited air and power while you're out there.
I love that.
No, it's quite amazing. It's extremely powerful.
Yeah.
You have all of your mobility. You're very dynamic. It's obviously helps you with the vertical impacts you deal with, but
yep.
something that's even better about it is it helps you with all of the horizontal
right.
or lateral movements that you're going to deal with out here. So,
yep.
I can make my stance as wide as I need to. I can stagger it, whatever the conditions, require.
You work naturally, but you've got the facilitation of some long-term support, essentially.
Absolutely.
Right.
And I can do that without fatiguing my legs, because the system
right.
essentially augments my quads, takes the strain and pain off of my knees.
Yep.
And I can sit there indefinitely for hours and hours and hours without getting fatigued because of this system.
I think that's brilliant. Now, I want to put a little color and perspective in this, because I have a little bit of background. I mentioned I was involved years ago in the Mark V program and
okay.
was working with STID seating, trying to come up with some shock mitigation
yep.
for the U.S. Navy. You are retired Master Chief with the U.S. Navy.
Yes.
You were with the SEAL team.
I was. I was EOD, which is disarming bombs.
Yep.
And then I went to a SEAL team for 18 years and was an operator there.
Wow. Yeah, that's incredible. The stories you could tell, I know. But the point is, when I keep talking to people that were out on these boats going on these missions, the injury is coming back, and they're not necessarily battle injuries. They're deployment issues. They're getting there or coming back from there, and just the amount of shock that's hitting the body when you're at sea for hour after
yep.
hour after hour. We have to fix that problem if we're
yep.
going to keep our young men healthy and active and able to be capable.
Yep.
So this is part of what this is all about, and that's part of your experience, because you've been on missions and come back not feeling your best.
No, 100%. I mean, I retired 430% disabled, 10 herniated discs in my spine. All of my load-bearing labrums are torn, and those joints are all arthritic. And I was only ever a passenger on a boat, so I wasn't a driver on the boats who go out 10 times more than I did. I
right.
was only ever a passenger and still had significant damage. And that's, that obviously limits the amount of time you can stay in and serve. I was at one of the boat units, and we're getting ready to do some testing, and the command doc is walking out with us, and he's like, I can't tell you how bad we need this. He's like, we're getting ready to medically discharge a 25-year-old who can no longer tie his shoes or drive a car.
Wow.
But he's 25. That's when you're in your prime.
I know.
But when it comes to missions, a lot of my cognition is spent trying to survive out here and deal with all of the impacts
that
are going. So you're out there for hours and hours on end.
Right.
And I used to disarm bombs. So getting to the target is that's your job really hasn't even started yet. It doesn't start till I hook and climb and get up on that ship. And then we've got to clear the ship, which can take hours and obviously, you know, burn through you.
Right.
And then you find a WMD or a nuke or something like that, or a hostage that's strapped up with a device. I need as much cognition as I can possibly have. And I'm smoked largely from
the dealing deployment.
Dealing with just getting to the target.
Wow.
So any situation that, you know, or you know, thing that you can use, this especially will largely help. Absolutely.
Right.
Largely help, you know, preserve your cognitive.
And it's not taking away any mobility. I assume you can do what you need to do with it strapped on.
I can do everything. I mean, the original product was designed for downhill skiing. So, you know, super dynamic. Obviously, you know, relieving the pain from your knees and augmenting your quad strength. You have guys that have basically given up skiing because of knee pain.
Yep.
That now could go out and you know, ski all day long, or
wow.
You know, normally weren't, you know, couldn't go as many runs as they would like to go, but since it's augmenting the quads, they can go indefinitely. So
this
very
is
dynamic.
I love it.
Yep.
Well, Mario, I really appreciate you taking a few minutes with us and explaining exactly what this is all about. It ties into this whole program beautifully.
Yep.
And I think the people that are watching what we're putting together here will get it.
Yep.
And that's what we want. We want them to understand it. And maybe there'll be some takeaways. People will be hearing this, listening to this, and maybe pushing to their congresspeople, to their people that they have influence with, to say, hey, get this stuff funded. Figure out how to fix this, because
yep.
we need these 25-year-old boys to be protected and productive.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, Mario, thank you again for joining us, and thank you for your service.
Thank you for your time, sir.
My pleasure. Be well.
Thank you,
too. Until the next time, I'm out of here.